Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being prepared by the Spirit as we consider what it looks like to be prepared for the Son. God's Spirit does a work in us, that work of conviction, a work of correction, a work that prepares us. And as part of that work, He helps us. And so this morning, each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of that Spirit of God dwelling in our life, influencing our life. And today we're going to focus in on a spirit of counsel. Those times where you just need some good advice. God's there. He's with you. He's the counselor. John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus is preparing His disciples for His eventual ascension back into heaven. And He's telling them, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Sometimes that wise advice that we need, that counsel, is new information. We need taught. We've talked already this week about the Spirit bringing wisdom and understanding. And wise counsel, this counsel which comes from God's Spirit, teaches us things that we do not yet know. Many times, the wise counsel that we need is simply reminders of what we've already been taught. Reminders of how to live it. And I don't know who in your life is that counselor that you go to, the person that you listen to, that gives advice that's well worth receiving. We need those people in our life. People that will give advice and counsel based on God's Word. And I know for many people that wise counsel is their mom. We approach Mother's Day this coming weekend. I think of the wise counsel that I've received from my mom throughout my life. And I know there are those that miss that wise counsel. There are many who are approaching Mother's Day with a sense of loss and grief because, well, if I could just talk to Mom once more. There are those that they never received wise counsel from a mom for whatever reason. Perhaps their mom wasn't able to give it. Perhaps their mom had never received it. The conflict was more than the benefit. And so Mother's Day becomes difficult for them. You have mothers who are filled with godly wisdom, and yet have no children, at least not biological children. And they mourn a loss that they frankly never received. There are all kinds of emotions and reactions. And the reason they're so varied is because, well, we expect certain things. And regardless of the wise counsel that you've received from anyone in your life, or that you haven't received from anyone in your life, you have the ability, with God's Spirit, to be counseled, to receive good advice. As we read God's Word, as we study His Word, as we meditate upon it, as we allow it to fill us, there's things in it that aren't as clear as we might want them to be. And life circumstances are definitely less clear than we want them to be. And to have the Spirit of God helping us, directing us, leading us, giving us advice. A counselor is really only as good as the willingness of the counselee to take advice, to listen. The Holy Spirit is restrained to some extent by our willingness or lack of willingness to listen. And when we live by the Spirit of God, when we live with, we talked about yesterday, the breath of God within us, whatever decision that you're facing today, you do not have to face alone. You can pray. You can read God's Word. You can talk with trusted advisors who seek to live by God's Word. You can listen to that still small voice, the breath of God, saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to learn, in order to grow, in order to be taught, and in order to be reminded of the things we've already been taught. And so God, today, whether we need new information, new teaching, or whether we need reminded, may we be open to your Spirit. The way that your Spirit uses your Word, the way that your Spirit uses the counsel of wise people. May we pay attention. Father, thank you that you gave us your breath, your Spirit to dwell within us, to guide us, direct us, help us, counsel us. And God, help us to have the courage to listen. To listen to your Word, to listen to your Spirit, to listen to the wise counsel that you speak through people. But also help us to have a discernment as to the source of what we're hearing. The source of the counsel we're receiving. Your Word tells us to test the spirits, that the enemy wants to deceive us, wants to give us counsel that is not wise, wants to trick us into believing it is wise counsel that he gives. And so God, whether it's counsel that we're receiving from your Word, your Spirit, from people, or whether it's counsel that we're giving, may we be very careful. May we pay attention to the spirit of counsel, the counselor. And Father, as we live life, discerning and heeding that wise counsel that comes from your spirit, may we continually lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.